That's Andy Askin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Jake Murren's taking your phone calls today. Jake, welcome to 216-474-0092. Folks, we're going to talk to all of you today. So just keep on calling. Dan Menigan's flying our ship. I've received a couple of emails already from folks, and we're hearing it on calls. We're being too calm. Look, let's just check it into the reality column here for a second, okay? Most all of us have followed football a long time. It's a 17-game season, and this was game number one. They were lousy yesterday. Lousy. Against what I think is a pretty good football team. But the Browns were lousy. They looked unprepared. They looked overmatched. The backup tackles didn't get the job done. DeJuan Jones didn't have the best of days. The offensive line as a whole didn't have the best of days. Okay, that's all true. The defense, there were 33 points on the board. Not all on the defense. The offense put him in some bad spots. Special teams scored a touchdown for Dallas. Defense wasn't good. All that said, I'm not freaking out today. But if they play as poorly as they did against Dallas, against Jacksonville next week, you got some issues.
Jeff, let's just say I'm disappointed.
Disappointed's probably the best word. Anger, I can't get angry about this. I don't get angry about sports very often. But I do get disappointed, and I try and think of things in a reasonable manner. Why? Because we've been doing this too long, Andy. We've been following sports too long.
It's one of those things. It's like if you have the coaching staff, you talk to them like they're your kids right now. Guys, I'm really disappointed. It's like you didn't take the assignment seriously. It's not like you had months to prepare for this game. And you didn't study. And you didn't do your homework. And so when it came time to take the test, why are we surprised that you failed? That's what it feels like right now. And maybe they can pick it up. Maybe they'll start studying a little bit harder this week. I'm disappointed in the offensive line. I'm disappointed in the quarterback. I am disappointed in the coaching staff, in particular the head coach, because I'm just saying, at the end of the game, that was bothersome to me that if he left Deshaun in at the end of the game because he didn't want to come out, man, it's whose team is it? Whose team is it if you're doing that? That to me is, there was no reason for I don't even care about the can of worms that you would open if you brought Jameis in. Who cares? You're down touch. And that's the perfect scenario to bring in your backup. So your quarterback doesn't get hurt because he's already been sacked six times. He's coming off of shoulder surgery. He didn't have a good game. I mean, how much more do I need to get into it to say, why was he on the field at the end of the game other than the fact he said, don't take me out? Who's the coach?
We've had a couple of people ask, okay, if you move on from Deshaun Watson, you know, when do you make that move, blah, 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 blah. And again, I've been saying for some time, if you get through this year and it's not working, I think you've got to figure out somebody else to play quarterback. However, here's Menigan with reality check for you.
All right, here's your cold bucket of water in the morning. So Deshaun Watson, because of the levers that have been yanked on his contract to drop that number to make it work. So next year, if you were to cut him post June 1st, it would be $118 million. Okay.
Almost. 118 meaning what?
108. So basically, you would take $118 million and you would light it on fire. That would be the best way to put it.
In other words, $118 million you could not spend on other players.
Exactly. Okay. You cannot spend that on any other player. So that's part one. Now, the part that makes this even more hurtful is the fact that even rolling the cap space, and I'm using this all over the cap, and I'm going to try really hard not to make this complicated. You can roll over cap space, right? Which is what the Browns are doing right now. So they are looking right now to roll over about $48 million. They are looking at being $65 million over the cap right now, and they only have 45 guys on the roster. So to build a full NFL roster, you're probably going to have to yank the lever on that contract again and make his cap number for the year after $84 million. So in other words, the Browns need Deshaun Watson if they want to field a team next year, because getting rid of him, you will probably have to tear this thing down to the studs.
That said, let me just throw this out. Doesn't mean you have to play him.
Correct.
Okay.
You could definitely say, hey, here's your money. Go sit at home. But
what a nightmare that would be.
That would be awful.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Ryan's in Sandusky. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Rhino.
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah. Hey, is this the room I check into for Browns Therapy Monday?
Unfortunately, yes, it is.
Man, I tell you, man. Well, thank you, Jeff. Little Brown knows it. For being a voice of meaning. Reasoning, what I mean by that is obviously you alluded to being devil's advocate while you kept him in there, Watson. That was just garbage time, which was obviously he just didn't play anything in preseason. The other one is obviously he alluded to it's the beginning of the season rationality. I was there in 99 when we lost 43-0 to the Pittsburgh Pukes, and they dominated that stadium just like the Cowboys fans yesterday, just really pushing the envelope. And I go to a lot of away games, and we don't do that as Browns fans. They were really obnoxious, but that's a second story altogether. The game at hand, you know, that's what matters. Watson just, you know, he just was – I don't know who that intruder was because we saw what he's capable of doing, obviously, versus Baltimore. And just he is just a conundrum, man, because you want him so badly to succeed like he did, obviously, winning the MVP not too long ago. We're hopeful we can get something like that, even a glimmer of hope with that type of – capability. And obviously we have guys waiting in the wings, Winston. I mean, just everything about it, man. I mean, I know when Tim Couch cried, when the fans were really barking at him, when he cried on the field yesterday, a lot of words were said about Watson, even from not just us as fans, but Cowboy fans, and just get him out of the mentality and a lot of other stuff. But again, I just don't know what to do. I throw my hands up. But the good news is we have a full season in front of us, man. And that game we did lose 43-0 versus Steelers, we did come back and win 16-15 the later on in the season. So this season's far from over. The ship can get corrected. It sucks. It stinks. We lost yesterday. We took our lumps. Now we got to right the ship. We as Browns fans, I'll personally be there as well, in Jacksonville next week, man. I know we can get this W. But again, yesterday's game just really stinks. Just fun atmosphere all around. Obviously, during the game, anyone was there. But again, it's just a yuck. Didn't see that one coming.
All right, Ryan. Guys,
thanks for letting me. Yep. You have a great day.
You got it, buddy. Enjoy Jacksonville. And by enjoying Jacksonville, I mean, thank God, let's please help the Browns play better. David's in Cleveland. David.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, how y'all folks doing today?
We're hanging in. Therapy Monday.
Yes, it is. I can say so many things. I just want to say a few things here. During the time we got Watson, we were getting ready to get Watson before he started going through the baby and going through in Houston. Watson was a top five quarterback, in my opinion. A lot of people, when we said we were going to get Watson, a lot of people were very excited that we were getting Watson, get rid of Baker. And I was one of those, get rid of Baker. And I still say get rid of Baker. Now, to go to the game, I had already said for the game, if they didn't address that offensive line and get a running back, it was no chance. The man was out there running like he was running for his life. You could have put Brady back there, and it wouldn't have made a difference. Jerome Ford is a backup for Chubb. No deal. They knew that. You didn't even try to upgrade on that. So, I mean.
Maybe they have upgraded on that. I was stunned Deontay Foreman didn't play yesterday.
I was, too. I couldn't get that.
I mean, he was out there, but he didn't get a carry.
Foreman's no not carries. The answer.
And Pierre Strong had two.
Yeah, he's not the answer. So if they don't adjust that offensive line, I mean, you spend all that money on that man, you're supposed to invest in your offensive line. Okay, Chubb was there, but he got hurt. Okay, let's go out and get us another running back.
David, thank you very much. They did go get another running back. They didn't even carry yesterday. Maybe Foreman's dinged up. I don't know. But he didn't get a carry. I was surprised at that. I thought we'd see a balance. Jerome Ford had 12 carries. And again, the game got away from him fast, so they're going to throw the ball a lot more. But Ford had only 12 carries, and Pierre Strong had two. That's 14 carries from your running backs. I'm going to go with game on that, Andy, more than anything else.
Yeah, and then when you get behind, you start throwing the ball. So.
Well, yes, but I was surprised Foreman didn't get a carry yesterday and that Strong only got two. If you're on hold, we will get to your calls. Don't worry about that. It's coming up about 11:20. Scott Petrak from BrownZone.com covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. Up next here on Baskin and Phelps.